Hello, hello. It is the Love Uplifted Lady, and I am so excited to be talking to you this evening. So it is about 9 o'clock my time. I'm on the eastern side of the world, and I just want to talk to you about insomnia and not being able to sleep. So this is going to just be a two-parter podcast tonight. I'm going to be having 8 modules all together because it is quite a process to get to where you can sleep. And I'm going to be sharing, you know, kind of stories that I went through and why I figured out the importance of sleep. And that's really what we're going to start with tonight, is the importance of sleep. And then 2 very great ways to start out combating what you want, which is to take sleep and create it as your best friend. You know, that's how I kind of give the analogy of what sleep has meant to me. And when I don't get it, it's like a best friend ignoring you, you know, putting you on the block list, unfriending you, not wanting to have anything to do with you. It makes you frustrated, and then you feel like you're losing your mind sometimes. So, you know, sleep is that best friend that we need to get in touch with every single day. It's much like my relationship with Jesus. He never turns me away. But sleep does at times, and I want to help you be able to move through this and no longer have the words insomnia be part of your vocabulary. It was part of mine for such a very long time. So one of the biggest things, and this is, you know, I wouldn't say it's number one, it is the star player. What we have to make sure that we do when we're trying to get adequate sleep is not drown ourselves out with things that create anxiety. It's like you can't ride a roller coaster and then expect to take a nap like 5 minutes after. There's too much adrenaline going on. So really curbing what you allow into your mindset 3 to 4 hours before you lay down. You know, if you know you get off work late, don't crowd your mind with things that are going to make you upset. If you already know the rerun of The Bachelor is going to be nail biting and you're going to be really upset or angry about what choice you know he's going to make, don't watch it. You know, find something else to do. Sometimes we need to kind of change our patterns for what we say we need in order for us to get what we really need, you know, not just what we want. We put our wants and we kind of place them together and they don't always go together. And that's why we find that we're not able to sleep is some of the things that we're doing prior to setting up the nightly routine. So I'm going to help you set up a nightly routine. One of the easiest ways to do that is, number one, figuring out what time you would like to go to sleep. So I want you to write down on a piece of paper, and yes, I did say write down on a piece of paper. I know we do everything electronically, but sometimes we need to fill a pen, we need to fill a piece of paper, write down so we can visually see what commitment we want to make to ourselves. And you know, say you write down 10 o'clock, that's the time you would like to go to bed every night. Now, it's just not easy enough to write it down and hope that magically your eyes just fall to sleep like Snow White and you pass out. I want you to think about, you know, how do you set an alarm now? So not only is it visual that you want to create this consistency, but now it is audible. You're going to hear an alarm that's going to make you snap into gear. So if you're not already getting to that place, it'll say, hey, look at how far you off from your goal. Let's start to back it up a little bit and create a nightly routine, because time can get away from us. I know how daunting it probably was when I said set a timer. Like, why would I want to set a timer for something else? But it's got to become as important as getting up and going to work every single day, getting up and getting your school, your kids to school. All of those things are important, and we set an alarm so that we can remember. Our sleep is important. So you want to set, you know, even if it's a light, gentle vibration. It doesn't have to be something that's like this gawking loud alarm like you have in the morning, but something that starts reminding you, now how close are you to the goal that you're setting for your sleep in order for you to function adequately? Sleep is not just something that you need so that you have beauty rest. It is something that'll help you reduce stress and it'll keep your immunity up. With everything that we have going on with COVID-19, whether you're going to work or you're staying at home, our lives are changing at a pretty rapid rate. And if we can do anything at all to change our immunity level, why not do it? Sleep is one of the best and free things. It's something you have to do every night, and implementing some easy changes will help you be able to do that successfully with not as much hangering down on your shoulders. For number 2, I want you to think about, you know, what does a nightly routine look like? Like, what does your life look like before you ever hit the bed? The first of 2 or 3 things that you do are really going to help set you up for success. You know, first off, we know what time we want to go to sleep. So when that vibration of your phone or whatever chime you set goes off, you're going to say, hey, you know, am I 2 hours away from my goal and therefore need to back up closer to it? Or am I tired at like 9 o'clock and I might need to rethink this whole time of going to sleep at whatever time you pick? Whatever it is, I want you to think that it is something that is changeable and that you're working towards creating consistency and creating a cycle. But with that cycle of time, we want to have a routine. So it could be something like mine is tuck my kids in at nighttime. and then I go take a shower, then I brush my teeth, then I put lotion on, I listen to some really soothing music, I have a talk with my husband, I pray, I lay down. You know, in a perfect night, that is what happens. That happens about sometimes 70% of the time, and the other times I'm trying to figure out how do I still implement just a couple things in my routine so that my body knows that I'm creating a cycle that works for it. That's why I want you to set an alarm, because you figured out how to let your mind and your body know that you had to have a routine that worked well for it. Even if you didn't want to get up and go to work, you still have to make sure that you set a routine that allows you to get up so that you can show up for it. And it's the same thing with sleep. Sleep is so important, and eventually you won't need the alarm. You'll be able to go to sleep. You'll know exactly what to do. You'll feel that sleep coming on, and you'll take all the necessary steps. Again, like I told you, this is an 8-module little series here that I'm doing on sleep. It's something that I don't want you to get overwhelmed with. I don't want you to take longer than 15 minutes to hear out why I know sleep is important for you and some of the ways that I've allocated change in my life in order to make it a more joyous event. But I want you to understand that it is very important. And right now we need to be able to sleep. There are so many things that our brain has going on. And even with us sitting around more often, when we're sitting around just listening to things going in with no real chance of making change on the outcome, it can be mind-boggling. And trying to go to sleep with all those things on our mind can just really damper what we have going on. So if you can make sleep a more enjoyable process, it becomes something that you look forward to. It becomes your vacation at the end of the day, that you get to show yourself love in this great relaxing way. You know, some of us can't go to, right now, of course, we can't go into any salons, we can't go into any spas. So if you could create a spa-like sense around your home and make that something that is really like your routine to go to sleep, it would make you feel so much better. So I wanted to be able to share that with you tonight. I wanted to make sure that it was something that could resonate with your soul, that you can right now go sit down if you haven't already, get you a piece of paper if you don't have a notebook, and go get you a notebook tomorrow. You can sit down and you can write down the time that you would like to go to sleep, what time you think would make you feel good, and then you can start to see the consistency that you want, and then creating a really small cycle to help you make a routine that works well for you so that you feel like sleep is something that you look forward to, just like you look forward to going to work every day, just like you look forward to whatever it is that you say is part of what brings joy into your life. Sleep has to do the same thing, because without rest, you cannot create the energy you need in order to tackle the day ahead of you that I know you will do with the same energy that you want to be able to give anyone else that you support. So think about that. You know, you want your children to get good sleep. You would want your parents to get good sleep. Anyone close to you, if you looked at them and you were like, girl, have you been resting? And they told you no, you'd be like, you need to get some sleep. So I'm going to tell you that right now, girl, you need to get some sleep. I want you to follow those two things. I want you to see how it works for you. If you are in my Love Uplifted Ladies group, shout me a holler for what time you plan on going to sleep. Let me know if these things implement change in you, and know that every single night around 9:30, I'll be dropping a podcast, at least for the next 4 or 5 nights, on ways that you can implement change. I don't want insomnia to be something that you have to have in your vocabulary. I want it to be something that becomes your past, and we can do that. It is a process. Don't put too much on yourself, and know that your love uplifted lifestyle is out there. You just have to be willing to go find it. Bye.